To all the mothers out there, and we are certainly glad to have all the Saplings families here tonight, and this is a special evening. We want you to know that we are thankful that you've been a part of this program this year. We've enjoyed having your children, and you have some very special kids. And this is the 7th promotion graduation program we've had, and the 7th year of completing school, and so this program's been going for several years now, and we are very thankful for it, for the teachers that work in it, all the work that goes into it. But it would not be a program if it was not for the support of the parents and grandparents who not only support the school by bringing your kids, but you help pay for the school and your support of it in paying for tuition, and also your good support of coming out to all the events that we have throughout the year. And so it's been a great year. Let me tell you, Seven Oaks, we love families. We love youth. And we try to emphasize children, and we try to emphasize instilling faith principles within kids. And our goal is for children to grow up to know the Lord and to always be faithful to the Lord. Therefore, we try to work with marriages and encourage marriages, and also to build up faith within children. And if we can help you in any way and be a blessing to your family, don't hesitate to call and to contact us in any way. Being a parent is tough. I was talking about 7 years. I think I've had a child in the program all 7 years, and I've got a six-month-old now. So it's going to be a long time. Me and the Kings, the preacher from Lebanon Church, I think we have a race going on, and I'm going to beat them in terms of longevity because their youngest one's going to get out before mine. And so we're going on 7 years. I just say all that to say parenting is tough. It's a challenge. Those of you who have parented and our now grandparents look back and you think about the years that have gone by, and it seems so quickly that it's passed so fast, but you also think about the challenges. And those of us that are in it now, we understand, and you tell us that it's going to pass quickly, and we know it's going to pass quickly, and we're already looking at that. That one I was talking about that begun 7 years ago is now 8 years old, and I can see how quickly he's growing, but it's still tough. The years go fast, but sometimes the days are long, right? I mean, I'm not known for dancing, but I do a little dance every now and then when I shut that bedroom door at night and the kids are all in bed and we're just glad to have a little time to ourselves. Parenting is tough. I want to share three things with you. The three P's of parenting. Amanda helped in developing these things, three things that she wanted to have in her life, and she shared them with me, and I wanted to make a lesson out of them this evening. The three P's of parenting. The first P is be positive. Be positive. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, Paul is writing to the church there at Colossae, and he says in verse 20, "Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." Some versions render that differently. The NIV says, "lest they become embittered." The New American Standard says, "do not exasperate your children." The New Living Translation says, "don't aggravate them." I thought that's kind of an interesting translation. Don't do it so much that they become discouraged. The Message says, "don't come down too hard or you'll crush their spirit." It is a challenge to balance discipline, but also be positive and to be encouraging. And the Bible here says, don't be so hard upon them that you provoke them and you exasperate them and they become discouraged. You crush their spirits. One of the messages that Paul's saying here is that we need to be positive in our parenting. Be positive when you're with your children. You know, it's easy to focus on their flaws. And in a way, our children are an extension of ourselves. And whether it's on the athletic field, where we can easily focus in on what they're doing wrong and how they could be doing it better, and we can focus in on the academic side of things too, well, what they could be doing better in school or how they could be achieving these marks. And what we're doing is focusing on the flaws. Yes, we have a need to do that, but be careful about always seeing the negative. Be positive as a parent. Be positive in your affirmation of them. They need verbal affirmation. They need to know that you love them on a regular, daily basis. And they need to know what you are proud of them for. It's amazing how children will light up when you compliment them about something, and then you begin to affirm them and talk about what it means to you. Be positive. Don't just be positive with them, but also in our life. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit is like dried up, withered bones." A merry heart does good like medicine. Have some humor in your life and as you raise your children. Realize that we need to be positive as people. Be careful of negativity. It will spread like a cancer through your family, and it will come into your home and be the primary environment of your home if you allow it. Just to be negative. Negative about all kinds of things. Negative toward your life, toward your job, toward other people, toward your husband, toward your wife. Negative toward other family members, toward parents, toward in-laws. Negative toward the church. Negative toward the preacher. All those things can happen, can't they? And the kids pick up on that. They just soak it up too. And they're negative about, they already have enough negativity in their life from all the other influences that go on in TV and in school and everything. Be positive. Being positive not only makes a difference in your kids' life, but also in yours. Let's seek to raise positive children rather than negative. Get up each morning determined to be positive about the opportunities that God has set before you as a parent of a special child, the one that no one else in the world has the privilege of being a parent to. The next thing I would share with you out of these three is be present. Be present. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, the ancient advice of giving the great commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And then Moses is instructed, and he tells the children of Israel that they shall teach them diligently to their children. And notice the present, how they are supposed to do this throughout all aspects of their life. When they sit in their house, when they walk by the way, when they lie down, and when they rise up, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. There's nothing that can take the place of what I call there-ness, just being there. You cannot do parenting just in quality time. You also have to have quantity time as well. There needs to be a presence in our life in terms of that we need to be a presence in the children's life. And it is easy for us with all the distractions we have today, from cell phones to TV to work to technology, to the pressures of life, to get distracted with everything. And we're physically there, but we're really not there. It's a real struggle for most of us to be there and to actually spend some time focused in on the children and on our family instead of allowing all the outside influences to impact what goes on in our life. Be present. There's a story, true story, about James Boswell, who's a well-known author of a great English biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson. And he struggled with depression some throughout his life. But he often talked about a defining moment in his life when he went fishing with his dad. His dad was a very well-to-do man and didn't spend much time with his children. But one time he took his son fishing. And people had often heard him talk about this defining moment when his dad took him fishing. So they actually looked at the journals of his father during that time. And here's what his father's journal said. "Took James fishing, day wasted." What the father thought was just a day wasted. A day with no productivity, no work, no doing anything that was useful. Was a defining and very influential moment in the life of a son. As parents, we should understand there's never a day wasted when we're with our children. We should always understand that we should not think that our presence doesn't mean something. We should pray about the ordinary moments of our day in our life and be engaged as best we can in the ordinary moments of our life. And never pronounce, this doesn't only go for children, but this goes in general, never pronounce a day wasted. You never know what good might have come in your interaction with others through that day. I want to tell one other story and then move on to our last point. Jay Lockhart, preacher who preached in Benton recently, is in his 70s now, and he was asked by a group of preachers, what advice would you give us in terms of parenting? And here's what Jay said. Jay said, give 5 minutes to your kids even when you do not have it. He said, I remember one time I was had a meeting, had an appointment, and I was rushing out the door, grabbing my coat, and my son, who was young at the time, was begging for me to tell, he wanted me to sit down. He had something he wanted to tell me, and he wanted me to be involved in this story, and he wanted to share it with me. And he said, I was rushing out, and I was thinking, I've got to go. He said, I stopped, and I went back, I put my coat down, I went over, and I spent that few minutes with him, and then he was satisfied, and I was able to go. And he said, I learned something through that event. He said, I didn't always do the best at doing it and practicing it as my children grew up. He said, but I tried to always give them 5 minutes even when I didn't have it. In other words, I wanted them to know that I could stop and prioritize them and I could spare 5 minutes and push back something else to later for the benefit of the child. I think that's an interesting principle. I think it's a principle of being present. The last thing we want to mention, the last P, is that we have to be patient. Be patient. You know, the Bible speaks often about us having long suffering or patience. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation. Now, if you have young children in your home, I'm talking to preschool parents. It's not the same kind of tribulation as the persecution the first century went under, but it is some tribulation at times, right? There's some stressful days. The Bible says, be patient in your trials. Be patient in your tribulation. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love is defined as being patient and kind. Love is patient and kind. And then Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. And then it continues on. We love our children. We want to produce the fruit of the Spirit in their lives, and we obviously want them in our lives. If that is the case, then we need to be willing to be patient. And it's tough to be patient, but it's a Christian principle that we have to work on instilling within our life. One of the ways we gain patience is by praying for patience. James speaks of that in James chapter 1, that we should pray for patience. Another idea that we should consider is take a long-term perspective. Continuing to reinforce discipline, teach, and train. You know, we might often think it's just not getting through to the child or it's not getting through to the teenager. Be patient. We need to take a long-term perspective. We don't raise children in one day. We raise them over years. We have to be patient. I remember one time, this was for about 10 years ago, when we were down in Tennessee, one of the elders told me when his son did something, who was now in his 20s, made him very proud. And he said, you know, sometimes you think, are you ever getting through to him? He said, you know, as they go through years, and he was speaking of some of the teenage years, and he said, you just don't know, are they really getting anything you're trying to teach them? And then he says, sometimes they do something like what his son did today, which was rededicate his life to the Lord. And he said, you think, they did get something. It did make a difference in their life. We have to be patient. Take physical steps to build patience in our lives. Sometimes we have to take a break. Sometimes we have to get help. Sometimes we might need to actually physically remove ourselves from a situation and go and talk about it, consider it, rely upon friends, rely upon our parents and others. Pray for patience and wisdom. There was a lady who wrote on the internet, I have no patience with my 5-year-old. I feel like I'm mean. Help. I feel like I'm always the mother that yells, and I can never just be happy. I feel very uptight about a lot of things. Mothers often and fathers often feel that way. Patience is something that we have to work on building in our life. Three P's. Positive, present, and patient. These are things that all of us know, but yet they're a challenge for all of us as parents to do. I hope that you'll remember these, and I want to give you a Because I know in our household, we often have trouble remembering these things, and we want to try to remember them. We produced, and my guys that are going to help me come forward, I have several men I've talked to. We're going to pass out a little magnet, which just has these three P's on them: be patient, be positive, and be present. And I want, what we're going to do is, the lesson's about over. We're just going to give you these gifts. And I, here they are, guys. I want all the parents, we're also going to have a prayer. I want all the parents who have children in their home, so from let's say, from seniors in high school on down, from seniors to birth, if you're a parent that has children in your home, stand up, please, so these guys can give you one of these. From seniors on down, let these guys, and then I want you to remain standing, and we're going to have a prayer. Should have plenty. I think we got like 100 and something, so you can take a couple of them if you want. It's nothing big, but hopefully it's just something that will remind you about the three P's. Be positive, be present, and be patient. Now, sometimes you might need a reminder, but it's not your responsibility to remind your spouse. You just put it on the refrigerator, you know. You may need to point it out a time or two, but I'm not advocating that. I think that'll get you in more trouble than good. But we all need a reminder from time to time. Remain standing if you're a parent. These guys are going to get them out. And then I want us to have a prayer, because one of the things that I want you to know is that we cannot be parents with our own power. We need the help of God. We need the encouragement of a church family. We need the instruction of Scripture. And we need the power of prayer. And so I want to pray for you now as parents at this time. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for the Saplings program and for all those who are here tonight connected with it. Father, we thank you for all parents. We know that we have many parents here that are not connected with the Saplings program, and we pray that you'll bless them. Thank you for all the parents of Graves County and Mayfield, and all the parents of Seven Oaks Church. Father, I ask a special blessing upon each parent. Father, it's tough to have these kind of characteristics. We know them, but in the day-to-day life, we forget what a privilege it is to be a parent. We forget what a responsibility it is, and we get caught up in our daily lives and our distractions, and we don't represent the kind of parent we want to be. Father, I pray that you'll help us to be positive, to have a positive environment in our home, to be positive toward our children and to affirm them with positivity. Father, I pray you'll help us to be present with all the things that are competing for our time and attention. Help us to realize we only have our children for a few days and a few years. And help us to be present, to not waste the years and time away with other hobbies and activities, but to be present with our children. Father, I pray that you'll help us. Father, that we can, in our life, be patient. Father, it's a challenge to always have the long-suffering and the patience that we need. Help us not to mistake patience for discipline. Help us to still discipline, still be the kind of disciplinarians you would have us to be. But help us to be patient in our attitude and in our disposition, Father. Father, I thank you for the opportunity we have to raise your children, and help us to dedicate them back to you and to teach them most of all about you. And help us to realize they're watching us, and help us to be a good role model for them. Ask all these things through Christ we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you. If you're here this evening, we're going to give you an opportunity to come forward to request prayer. If you have a special need of the church for prayer at this time, or if you want to put Christ on in baptism, we have that opportunity as well. Or if you need to rededicate your life to the church and to Christ. You know, when we think about parenting, we think about these three qualities: positive, present, and patient. And it's tough for us, but we have a model. The model we have
is God. And God is positive in that He takes us where we are and wants us to be better. He believes in us more than we often believe in ourselves. God is present. He is always with us. And God is patient. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. When we feel like we can't often be these qualities, we need to remember that we have a God who is these qualities to us. And we need to be thankful for that. If you need to respond, come as together we stand and sing.